Hey guys, welcome back to the Cooler Frogs. This is a mini cast for Friday, December 1st. This is the day before the Big 12 championship game. We want to jump on here and just kind of give some people some updates. A lot of things have changed over the week, and we want to make sure the Frog fans are ready to go for this big game on Saturday against Oklahoma. With us is our regular panel tonight, or rather this afternoon. We've got Wes Phelan. Wes, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Friday. Tomorrow's a big day.
Hall of Famer, WC Next, Dubber. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Looking forward to tomorrow.
I think we all are. And Ryan Zeller is streaming from the girls' basketball game. Ryan, how are we looking right now?
We're looking great. I just peeked in. We're still tied. You know, basketball, that's kind of how it goes until the very end. But the girls look good. There's tons of kids. I guess it's kids' day, so we've got about thousands of students, little kids in the Coliseum just cheering loud for the girls. So good day.
Excellent. Hey, Ryan, get a little bit closer to your mic because it sounds like you're far away a little bit. And we also have recruiting expert Hunter Nix. Hey, Hunter.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, lights went out on you just a second ago. Where are you at?
I'm in a library study room at school. And so the light's just going off every once in a while. It's one of those, motion sensor ones.
Taking a break from his studies to join us on the podcast.
Yep.
Oh, thanks for doing that. Okay, so we have a couple things we want to start off with, and let's start off with injury updates. Tuesday at the press conference, Coach talked a little bit about injuries. Wes, you want to take us through what we've heard about injury updates for this game?
Well, it doesn't affect us so much in this game at all, but, Coach Patterson had said earlier that Darius Anderson's probably moving along a little faster in his rehab than originally thought, and they will possibly, put quotation marks around that, possibly be ready for the bowl game, which is nothing but good news. Beyond that, Trevin Howard is supposed to play. I think Nico Small is going to play. I don't know if he remembered. Did he mention Morris is coming in at center? He didn't say anything about it, but
he
since Morris
– about Morris, and I can't remember if it was Diehards or Purple Menace or one of those other guys had posted some – I don't know where they got it, the depth chart, and Morris wasn't even on the depth chart, which I found to be rather odd. I don't think it was an accurate depth chart. But did anybody else hear anything about Morris? Dubber, have you heard anything?
I haven't heard. I've heard if he's going to be playing or not.
Well, it's going to be a big hit if Morris doesn't play in this game. But he did play about 20-25% of the snaps last week. He did play a little bit the week before. So unless anybody's heard anything differently, I'm expecting him to play a good portion of this game on Saturday.
Well, you know, I don't think Patterson's going to show his hand and say, "Yeah, he's going to play." I think he's going to keep OU guessing as much as possible. So, I'd be surprised if he didn't play, because by now he would have said that Morris is out for this game. But, you know, who knows?
Well, certainly getting Nico Small and Trevin Howard back is going to be a huge help for the defense. And if Boson doesn't get ejected, that'll be even better. So,
I think
that'll be nice. Also, Ryan, update us a little bit. We're going to have a tailgate out there on Saturday.
We sure are, and RAR is again sponsoring our tailgate. Earlier in the season, they sponsored our bus ride to OU, so they have just been super supportive, and we're excited to have some of their beer out there. And we should be in lot 4, and we're going to try to get up against the grass, so look for the Killer Frogs flag. I'll definitely put it out there on social media where we are, but come by and hang out with fellow Killer Frogs. We'll be setting up at 7 a.m.
And which lot is that again, Ryan?
Lot 4.
Lot 4. And that is, let me get my parking thing out here, because I think that is, actually, I don't have that on there. That's actually on that's closer to the baseball stadium, right? By Globe Life? Go on that side?
I'll have to look. I have not even had a chance to. I'm actually picking up my parking pass today. I was just told it was Lot 4. So I'll post all that on social media.
Yeah.
Everybody know where to go.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that is on the east side of the stadium, on east of AT&T Way. So if you guys are out there, because you got 1, 2, and 3 are north and northeast of the stadium. So I think 4 is on the other side of AT&T Way, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be great. And RAR is sponsoring this one, right?
They sure are. I just picked up a ton of beer from them, so we really appreciate them.
Come on by and get a lot of good beer.
That's great for Sean and I. What are you going to do about everybody else? I mean,
I know. Hey, and they gave me this one. It's in a real pretty retro looking blue, kind of turquoisey blue can. And she said, "Have you ever had this kind of beer?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, be careful because it's got extra. It's a strong one."
Okay. Wait,
which one is it? Do you remember
that? I don't remember the name. Shame on me. But I think it's a seasonal one. They were trying to get rid of some of it, so they loaded me up. And then we've got the blonde, which is my favorite, of course.
Oh yeah.
But I guess
the only blonde my wife lets me have.
Yeah, I know, right? I never had a raw beer I didn't like, though.
That is true. I'm trying to find where those beers are. So definitely come on back. And oh, that's going to be the winter warmer, I bet.
That's what it was. Yes.
Yeah. That's exactly what that is. Really, that's going to be that is a good one. That is a good one. So we've got tailgate. Come on out, guys, and join us at the tailgate. That'll be fantastic. We also have a recruiting update. Hunter, what's the big news in recruiting?
The big news is, well, there were a lot of movements in just the rankings in general, but we have our first five-star. Justin Rogers, who should have been a five-star all along, I think so. But, you know, he just got moved up to a five-star yesterday. So this is TCU's first five-star recruit, and it's a quarterback. This is awesome. I mean, if you've got to pick one position that you want the five-star to be, that's it. So really big day for TCU recruiting.
Yeah, Hunter, I'm not complaining about it at all. I think it's well-deserved, but he hasn't played all year. What do you think drove that extra star?
Honestly, I mean, I think he should have been beforehand. I mean, he's been ranked the number two dual-threat quarterback since early in the summer, basically since the Elite 11 in the opening. Uh-huh. He really showed out there, and I think, you know, they've kind of reevaluated people and they've gone, man, no one's better than this kid. Even though he did get hurt, I think they just bumped him up because of that.
Couldn't have anything to do with LSU trying hard now to get him? Or
nah, and LSU's not getting him. I don't think that for a second. I think he's a Horned Frog through and through.
Yeah. I just hope
he got the start because he committed to TCU. There you go. We finally moved on up. Now our recruits are getting extra stars.
That's yep, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I like it.
Also, the other big mover, you know, we've been talking about him pretty much every podcast, was Tavelius Hunt. He's got a chance to move up to a four-star now. You know, he's probably 10 to 15 spots in the state away, but he was kind of an unknown coming into the season, and now he's ranked the 55th player in Texas. So he's also made some big movements up the boards. You know, not that TCU really cares about that. And, you know, Coach P is not a big stars guy, but it's never hurts to have him.
No. Gives us something to talk about.
That's fantastic news. It's good for recruiting. It's nice also to have a five-star quarterback, and we still have Robinson, and it's just going to be – the future's bright. So
definitely. We've got nine stars between the two of them now. That's pretty
cool. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's nine more than I have.
Yeah, I'm minus nine. Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't know if they give minus stars, but yeah. All right, and then we also have all conference selections that came up. Hunter, why don't you walk us through these?
Okay, so we led the Big 12 in first team defense. That's for sure. You know, we've got both of our DNs, Boson and Ben Banigou, our first team. Then we've got Travin is first team, second year in a row. Nick Orr is first team, and then also Ranthony Tejada. So we led all, you know, half the defense is TCU. And then we also got some superlatives. We have the offensive and defensive freshman of the year, both of them co-freshman of the year, Ross Blacklock on defense, Jalen Rager on offense. So pretty big rewards there. And very well deserved. And then Banigou was first, or he was a newcomer of the year. So on defense, it's a pretty big haul for the TCU Horned Frogs this year.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Matt Pryor was also a second team.
Man, that's a lot of picks for all conference. Dubber, that's got to make you happy. Your guy Ben is making waves.
Oh yeah, he had a great year. I mean, you know, between him and Boson, you know, I think we had probably the best two defensive ends. But, of course, when you do what we've done on a defense especially, you're going to get a lot of them. So I'm proud of Ben, but I'm proud of the whole defense, offense, everybody.
Well, going into tomorrow's game, we're going to need all hands on deck. Of course, we are going to be missing Nick Orr in the first half. Not a whole lot has changed as far as this game. There has been a bit of war of words, though, since the press conferences between Gary Patterson and Coach Riley back and forth, especially concerning the whole warm-up routine during the game up in Norman. And have you guys been following this a bit on Twitter?
Yeah, it's really unusual for Coach Patterson to get billboard material of the other team, but that's kind of what he's done. But I also know that he stands up for his team pretty darn well, but he's got to be playing a little bit of a mind game with his own team as well.
And he wouldn't have done that except that Riley came out and basically threw our team under the bus, which was kind of what just things he said weren't true. So like you said, Wes, he had to stick up for him.
Yeah.
Definitely fueling the fire for sure.
Yeah, and just to clarify what Riley said in case people haven't heard, during the pregame in Norman, the sideline was just absolutely packed. And if you ever worked sideline, I know Wes and I have both been down on the sideline at Norman. It is really, really tight. I mean, Oklahoma State probably has the tightest sideline, but Oklahoma probably has the second tightest sideline in all the Big 12. I mean, when they built that stadium, they went like within 5 yards of the field. It's ridiculous. And they had a really good recruiting week, and it was a tight, tight sideline. So when the TCU Frogs came out there to do their warmups, there was no place for them to run. And we did a pretty decent job trying to run out the back and kind of cut the corner of the end zone. And that's when that incident happened with Baker Mayfield throwing the ball right at Nico Small's head. And we've got the video. We'll post it up in the show notes. There's absolutely no question he did that on purpose. And Riley came out and said, well, what do you expect? They ran through our warmups. And I think that's what set off Patterson, because he's like, we don't do that. We don't run through people's warmups. And that's just, he basically just called BS on Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you look, there's definitely, yes, we are stepping on their field while they're warming up, but it's not like there was much else place to go. And if Baker Mayfield wasn't trying to throw at his head, that's the least accurate pass he's thrown against us in 2 years.
Yeah, so, he shouldn't get the Heisman if he wasn't.
Yeah, because, I mean, the guy was, you know, 5-10 yards away, and he hasn't missed a pass like that all year.
But then Patterson comes out and says, well, that was common practice at Tech when other teams get on the field and throw at him. And he said, I've got a guy who coached Tech, and you know, when he says, he told me so. And I'm sure Sonny Compley probably threw a few balls at the other team. And something like that had to come under the easier. Even the coaches are telling them to do that, or they just pass it down from year to year. It's the funniest thing ever to throw at the other team. So I don't know, but it happened.
Yeah, the bad thing is I don't think Coach Riley tells Baker Mayfield to do anything. I think it's the other way around.
Did you see that picture somebody posted of him and Riley just kind of look longingly in each other's eyes?
Yeah. There's a
like
weird
could have been a cover
of
a romance novel, you know? The coach and the QB. I mean, it was just the most ridiculous look on both of their faces. It was like a bromance. So, yeah. And speaking of Baker Mayfield, what do you guys think about this? Well, I think it was the Oklahoman who had this. They crowned Baker Mayfield as the most important, most significant player in Big 12 history. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, there's been nobody else in Big 12 history that's any good. So, yeah, of course, you have to be the one. Oh, that's a joke. I mean, that's what a slap in the face to all the great players in the Big 12, you know, to say that guy, and he's just, you know, he ranks up there Johnny Manziel, as far, in my opinion, as far as the kind of person he is. He's good on the field. He's a good quarterback, and he can carry a team. But, God, what a jerk. So, that's how you feel. I'm not going to say what I really think about him, but you can probably read my mind.
You know, I don't know who I heard it from at a very young age, but it's always stuck with me that birds fly upside down in Oklahoma because there's nothing worth. You guys can finish the rest of it. But so, yeah, that's how much I put into the Oklahoman saying that.
That's good. I like that. I haven't heard that one before. And I'm from Oklahoma. So
now you want to use it, huh?
Yeah, now I'm going to use it all the time. Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, TCU is going to face off against the most historic player in Big 12 history on Saturday. I mean, it's like, you know, Gag me with a spoon. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Nothing like putting a target on your back. That's good.
No, I tell you, Patterson, you were talking, Patterson giving them, billboard material or bulletin board material. Goodness gracious, that pretty much just gave it right back to TCU. And that ridiculous SI cover. So hopefully there is a curse, an SI cover curse, because that was ill-timed for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, to me, I think Coach P's doing it to give our guys something to really get fired up about. I think it's going to be a very, very chippy game, especially after, Boson gets kicked out, we don't do as well last game, and then all of that, it's going to be a chippy game this week.
Well, on Sunday, we gave each of us our predictions for this game. Does anybody here feel like their prediction has changed one way or the other? We had some people who were thinking close game, some like me, I was thinking three scores, TCU wins. Does anybody think, with all the changes that have happened over this week, their prediction has altered one way or the other?
No, I'm staying with mine.
All right. Dubber, how about you?
No, I feel good about bad. All the billboard material and stuff and junk like that, all I'll say about it is nobody needs any billboard material for this week. Everybody knows how everybody feels. And when they get out there, whether one word said or 100 words are said, it don't matter. They're chippy. They don't like each other at this point in time, which I love. I mean, I'd love to build another rivalry besides just Baylor. I mean, we have a really good rivalry, Baylor, but I'd love to build a rivalry like this with the Oklahoma. Because if we're building a rivalry with Oklahoma, then that means we're in pretty good shape and everything. So I'm just looking forward to the game. I'm already chippy, and I can't get there soon enough.
Yeah, I'm on edge, man. I am just pumped up for this game.
Yeah, I mean it's. That's the number one question. Hey man, do you think TCU has a chance? I said, yeah, man. I mean, if we play a mistake-free football game like we can, and cut out some of the dumb penalties, and I say they're dumb penalties when you look back at the Boson deal, the DR's penalty, another couple of the other calls that I saw, I'm thinking, crap, That was about one-sided a game as I've seen. And my deal I'll be glad. Hopefully we have another officiating crew. And I just think that you could take 17 to 24 points off the stinking board in the first half on penalties alone almost. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well, like we said on Sunday, you can't have these penalties that put us in a hole offensively, and you can't have these penalties that give OU second chances on third down. You just can't do that on Saturday and expect to win the game.
Yeah. I just hope Patterson goes for it. You know what? We're kind of sitting in the right spot. We talked about this Sunday, but, hey, we ain't got nothing to lose. I mean, I hope we open up the offense. I hope we open up the defense. I'd rather lose, open up everything, than to just sit back and playing it conservatively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no point in playing this game conservatively. I mean, you just got to go full throttle, beginning to end.
Playbooks. Yep, and I believe if he does, I think we got a great shot of winning.
Yeah, I expect to see the defense flying on that field on Saturday. It's going to be fun to watch. Hunter, how about you? Do you think your predictions changed at all?
I actually didn't get to give a prediction.
Oh, wait, that's right. Week. Sorry. Yeah. That's right. So no, you were. You had a little issue you had to deal with.
Yeah, we had an apartment emergency going on, so I will give my prediction. I think we're going to win 35-31.
Ah, okay. So, okay. A close game, but
– It's going to be a close game, but Frogs. I've got the Frogs coming out on top. Right. I just think it's a different game this week or this time around.
How many of those points do you think are going to happen in the second half?
I think it'll be probably around 21-21 going into half. So, yeah, a couple scores. I think it's still going to – they're going to score. I think we're going to have to score as well. They're a good offense, but, I think we're a better defense.
Excellent. Ryan, how about you? Any changes in your prediction? If I remember right, you had us with a 3-point – Bunt's victory there. Field goal.
I think all of it is based on penalties, and if we can hold them under 30, and if we can get over 30, then we'll be able to win. I wanted to say I've got Keith Robinson sitting here with me.
Keith, the podcast.
He did.
This is a drive-by podcast right here.
Drive-by. Hey, Keith, how are you doing?
That's what I'm talking
good,
about.
Good, good.
Hey, I was watching the ESPN this morning and Dan Patrick's show, and he was saying he would not be surprised to see TCU beat Oklahoma.
Always like Dan Patrick.
Smartest broadcaster on television.
Keith, for those of you who don't know Keith, Keith does fantastic work on the sideline. He's an amazing photographer.
And
yeah, well, I'll put a link to your portfolio down in the show notes.
Thank you. I need a job.
Yeah. So there you go. He's even better with Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Photoshop. Yeah.
Well, if you follow our Facebook page, Keith does a lot of that, and we really appreciate it. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, well, Keith, give us your prediction, man. What do you think this game's going to go? How do you think it's going to go? And Ryan, muted your mic. Gotta love live shows.
Yep. They're the greatest.
Yeah. Ryan, you muted it. Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Euler.
Hello, Ryan.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Hey.
Oh, sorry. Gosh, my we're going to repeat that because somebody started calling me on my phone, and I guess it mutes them.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. So, Keith, give us your prediction for this game. How do you think it's going to go on Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Keith was in there watching the girls' basketball game, too. We were just three behind at halftime, so looking pretty good. Yeah.
Against Alabama, right?
It's Alabama.
I mean, come on.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, prediction time.
I was going to say 31-28 TCU.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and you are right on the 3-point bus there.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a field goal at the end of the game. It'll be epic.
Hey, what, if Cole Bunce kicks a game-winning field goal at the end of the Big 12 championship game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be an amazing mugging at the
center. It will be.
Yeah. That'd be great. Okay, well, is there any other news that we missed, guys?
Oh, yeah, I messed up. I did not mention Kevontae Turpin was first team all conference returner.
I guess the library kicked Hunter out. But,
yeah.
Gotta love a live show.
But at least he got it in there.
He did. He slipped it in there. So Kevontae Turpin, congratulations, definitely it. And Hunter's back. Hey, but Hunter, how you doing?
Yeah, I don't even know. It just like totally dropped
off. The lights keep going out on you. Wi-Fi kicked you out. I'm telling you. They're trying to tell you something. Go and study.
It's at UNT. They don't pay their money, I guess.
They're just seeing the purple and they said cut it off.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we don't like TCU podcast here.
So other than Kevontae Turpin, did we miss anybody else on the
other? No, we had a lot of honorable mention guys. I can get those if we need to, but
they earned it.
Yeah, let me go get them back up. Sorry about that. I had them up and
You get that, real quick, just to repeat for everybody else who may have grabbed this a little bit late. Killer Frogs tailgate tomorrow for the Big 12 championship game. Lot 4, look for the Killer Frogs flag, is sponsored by RAR. Come on by. We've got a lot of beer. So come and help Wes and I drink all that, please.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, and now I've got it up. So we're going to start from the top. Just give them all, a little bit more shout out. So defensive newcomer of the year, Ben Banigou. Co-offensive freshman of the year, Jalen Rager. Co-defensive freshman of the year, Ross Blacklock. First team defense is Ben Banigou, Matt Boson, Travin Howard, Nick Orr, Anthony Tejada, and Kevontae Turpin. Second team guard is Matt Pryor. And then honorable mention, we have Darius Anderson for running back, Ben Banigou for defensive lineman of the year, Jeff Gladney at corner, Travin Howard for defensive player of the year, Cole Hunt at tight end, Note Boom at offensive tackle, Joseph Note Boom. Gary Patterson was honorable mention for coach of the year. Austin Slotman was the honorable mention for center. Ty Summers, honorable mention linebacker. And then Kevontae Turpin, honorable mention wide receiver and honorable mention special teams player of the year.
You know who's missing?
Who's that?
Our punter.
Oh, yeah, Nunez.
Golly, he's amazing. Can't believe he didn't get anything.
Well, it's kind of hard to beat Kansas's punter when he has so many attempts on
the air. And then I think Texas's punter got first team, he got specialist of the year as well. So,
like TCU's punter back in the 70s was always leading the Southwest Conference.
No, TCU, that was a guy named Cameron Young, and he broke the all-time NCAA record for the number of punts in a season. And TCU hyped that up like that was really a good stat. When I thought, man, that's I wouldn't be bragging about that one.
I know they should measure it on some different statistics other than just how many you have to.
Yeah, but when you're 0-11 or 0-10, you know, that's there's not much else to brag about, I guess.
Oh, that's a stat.
Penn State might be linebacker you, but TCU was punter you.
Well, guys, that takes us down to the end of the podcast. Like I said, it's just a mini podcast this time around. Again, we want to thank everybody who is listening to us. We really appreciate that. And again, you can catch the podcast every week. The regular podcast comes out on Tuesdays. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. This minicast will be up here shortly here on Friday. You can also reach us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at @killer_frogs. There's an underscore in there, so at @killer_frogs. Or also catch us on Facebook, facebook.com/killerfrogs. You can also go on killerfrogs.com and join one of the largest TCU communities and discuss sports with all of us knuckleheads. Just go to killerfrogs.com. The account is free, and go ahead and jump online and discuss TCU sports. And we've come to the end of the podcast, which means it's time for all of us to say,
Go Frogs!
See you guys on Saturday.
All right.
See ya.